Welcome to Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, June 25th with Anastasia Glova. As Congress considers a new farm bill in coming weeks, it has an opportunity to cut damaging subsidy programs and reduce the federal deficit. To help policymakers and the public find programs that are good targets for cuts, Cato has launched a new web resource called Downsizing the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Cato's Director of Tax Policy Studies, Chris Edwards, talks about the project in this podcast. Why did you launch this new website dedicated to downsizing the USDA?
We plan to launch at Cato a whole series of websites called Downsizing the Federal Government, one website for each of the 15 cabinet agencies. And I started with the U.S. Department of Agriculture because Congress is considering a farm bill this year. The purpose of these websites is to let policymakers and the public know where they can find major savings in the federal budget, because we've got a gigantic budget deficit in Washington, and we've got exploding costs for Social Security and Medicare coming down the road. We need to cut budget costs, and I want to help people find out where they can find savings.
What are the biggest culprits in the USDA's budget? How much, for example, does the USDA spend on farm subsidies?
Well, the USDA is a gigantic federal agency spending $89 billion of taxpayers' money every year. Interestingly, though, most of the money does not go to farm subsidies. About $29 billion of the $89 billion goes to farm subsidies, but $55 billion goes to food subsidies, mainly the school lunch program and food stamps.
And how much are, for example, trade barriers and regulations costing the U.S. economy?
Well, the USDA not only provides a lot of cash subsidies, about $30 billion a year to farmers, they also put up trade barriers to products like sugar and milk. And so cheaper foreign sugar and milk is prevented from coming into the United States, costing American consumers a lot of money and making our dairy and sugar industries very inefficient.
How did the USDA get so bloated?
Well, most of these programs started in the 1930s under the New Deal. Franklin Roosevelt had a plan to raise prices across the board because he thought that producers, including farmers, should have high prices, but he didn't care much for American consumers. And so a lot of programs started in the New Deal, sort of created cartels or producer monopolies, and they were bad for consumers. And farm programs are exactly in that mold.
Is there a political will to downsize then?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is the Republicans had came into office, took over Congress in 1994, promising more free market reforms, but they didn't touch farm subsidies at all. In fact, they made the farm subsidy problem much worse. So, for example, President Bush signed into law a big farm bill 5 years ago in 2002. He increased dairy subsidies, and he increased subsidies for a lot of other farm products, unfortunately. Well, now the Democrats have a chance. The Democrats control Congress, and there's a big farm bill up for discussion this year, and the Democrats really should take a strong look at these programs.
Let's talk about that farm bill for a minute. How do you think it's all going to turn out?
Well, unfortunately, if you look at the House and Senate Agriculture Committees, they're packed with members, senators, and representatives who are from farm districts, and often many of them are farmers themselves. And this is one of the reasons why it's very difficult to put farm reforms through Congress. Nonetheless, there is a dedicated group of about 100 or so reformers in the House, led by Jeff Flake, who do want to reform some of these programs. And there's been a lot of negative media on the farm programs recently because we found out that folks like Ted Turner and various millionaires and billionaires get farm subsidies, which is completely outrageous. So hopefully there'll be some public pressure to reform these programs.
Thank you, Chris. And thank you for listening to Cato Daily Podcast. For more information, please visit www.cato.org.